Rosie, a penny for your thoughts. Today, I'm thinking of penny shards.
Me too.
Well, then I guess I'll shine up a tune.
Polish it real bright there, boy.
Slick it.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, such a garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, now, bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to throw you into a coma when those orchestras play. Again I see a peacherino dance, so you know what I mean, oh. Oh, she shakes a tambourino, so the Cajuns say, down yonder in New Orleans, mid the land of dreamy scenes, such a garden of Eden, oh, what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, look out, give your lady fair a little smile. Oh, now, bet your life you're gonna linger there a little while. They got angels here on earth wearing little blue jeans down yonder in New Orleans.
One, two, buckle my shoe. No, that's not quite. Hey, I got it.
What you got, Bing?
I got a way to spread the good word about penny shine, Rosie. Folks today would say, one, two, shine your shoe. For while the clock ticks off just 10 seconds, you can spray on a beautiful 10-day shine on a pair of shoes with new penny shine.
Right, Bing. Penny shine really comes as a blessing to a busy mother today, for even young children can shine their own shoes. There's no muss, no fuss. Just push the button and the shine goes on to stay. And penny shine is a regular miracle worker in covering scuff marks, too.
Hey, you bet it is, Rosie. Now tell the folks that the same big can of penny shine will put a penny bright shine on black shoes, brown shoes, or any color shoes. And there are now two types of push-button penny shines.
One is the self-polishing liquid, requires no buffing. You spray on a dazzling shine in just 10 seconds.
The other penny shine is for those who favor a wax polish. Penny Shine has put the finest pure wax in a push-button can. Whoosh on the polish in a few seconds. You buff it up to a high-gloss finish in a few seconds more. It's fast, it's easy, it's clean.
Penny Shine is another fine product of Turtle Wax.
Put Penny Shine on your shopping list today. Why not try them both? Keep a can in the house, and your husband will thank you for the one to keep handy at work or in the car. Get the giant can of Penny Shine. It's only 98 cents wherever you shop. Rosemary, would you deign to warble now?
I sure would.
Well, please do.
The morning music of Montmartre creates a certain feeling. And Sunday morning in Montmartre is when it's most appealing. The concierge with sleepy eyes starts her daily chore. The florist gets his day's supplies and opens up his store. The church bells play a rondelay. The city rhythm starts, and every note's a sweet sound, small side street sound. This is the morning music of Montmartre. The sun is warm and mellow. key of A. The dove is playing cello. Bonjour, monsieur, madame, mademoiselle. Cheerful voices blend. That's music from the small hotel. As friend is greeting friend, the cycle bells that gaily ring are proud to play their part. This is the day we rest up and get dressed up, sharing the morning music of Montmartre.
To beat the heat these warm spring evenings? It's easy. Just take an extension cord, a couple of reading lamps, and two chairs out in the backyard. You can read or play cards right smack outdoors if you put General Electric yellow bulbs in the lamps. You can get them from 60 up to 150 watts, and the bugs just won't rally around because most bugs can't even see the things. You see, a bug's eye is like a filter that makes these GE yellow bug lights practically invisible.
Stylish, Buddy and Group. Stylish indeed.
Well, the long weekend is over, isn't it?
Ours was over yesterday. We had to work, remember?
But it's been a glorious three-day holiday for millions of Americans.
I go for those longies.
Everybody loves long weekends.
Yeah, but can we take them? It's pretty rugged, you know, enjoying three strenuous days in a row.
Oh, what's a few million first-degree sunburns or a few 100,000 cases of poison ivy? Or 30 or 40 million cars hopelessly snarled up on the highways as long as everybody exercises too much and eats too much.
Yeah. As long as everybody's having a good time, who cares, eh?
Yeah.
You know, the trouble with the whole thing is that we should have a three-day holiday every weekend.
Yeah.
And then we get used to it.
Sure. I suppose we should become hardened to the rigors of leisure if we had that many opportunities.
It's just that these three-day holidays come so infrequently. That's what knocks us out. Is that what you mean?
Sure.
Say, I have a question. Can we truthfully call this a three-day holiday? Sure, everybody got Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off, but you got to consider that it took us a day to get ready for a big holiday like this.
Well, that's right, and at least 2 days to get over it.
So actually, we can say that we will have had a six-day holiday, don't you think?
Go ahead, why not shoot the works?
Okay, let's say it took everybody 2 days to get ready, 3 days to celebrate, and 2 days to get over it. Well, we blew 7 days right there.
Yeah, like the fellow says, that makes 1 week.
Especially if you're not working. What did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm definitely convinced, though, that the 4-day work week will soon be here.
And so will the 3-day work week.
And so will the 2-day work week, and then the 1-day work week.
Oh, wait a minute. You really think so?
Well, all the experts, all the prophets, they predict better than that. Some say that ultimately, thanks to research, improved efficiency, electronics, atomic power, you know, and whatnot, We will have a 2-hour work week in this country.
I have a question. What about the money?
Oh, we're going to get the same money we get now.
Oh.
Man, what are we waiting for?
Progress, also the word.
Golly, if we can get a 2-hour work week, why not just make it, well, 1 hour?
Oh, no, we'd have no time for lunch.
Oh, that's right, Yasser. I forgot about
that. After all, if people are going to work 2 hours a week, they got to eat.
Oh, sure, energy and all that sort of stuff.
You know, if we're going to have all that leisure time, I think I'll just have a new head put on my polo mallet, and I'll get my tennis racket restrung.
I may have to get myself restrung.
I think I'll go in with my racket and get both jobs done at once.
Why don't you get your speedometer turned back, too?
Oh, where do I go for that?
I'm not sure.
I'm game, you know. You can tell me the place.
I'll get my hat and go with you.
Got a song coming up now. I guess I'll make it with all that rest I've had.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know I wouldn't go. Oh, baby, how I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you, yeah. Could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. Want you to know I wouldn't go till I told you, honey, how I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you permanently, if I could be with you.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products. For instance, all you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and instant Fells naphtha. It washes out every bit of dirt every single time. And for dishes, use gentle Fells, the only dishwashing detergent with lanolin D to protect your hands. Get instant Fells naphtha for laundry, gentle Fells with lanolin D for dishes. F-E-L-S, Fells.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled-out fur of Cat and Kerr, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love.
That was slick, Rosemary.
Kent, you're a nice fella to butter me up like that.
No, I really mean it.
Then I guess I should rest on my laurels, huh?
Sure.
I wonder if I can persuade Mr. Crosby to move in here and take charge.
You happen to be talking to a fella that just happens to do that sort of work. That's my touch. Stand by.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say, thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash, send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do?
Today, friends.
But you can catch us tomorrow at the same spot on your dial.
So long for now.
Thank you very much.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?